Highbridge, a division of Recorded Books, presents La Divine by Marie Ndai. Translated from the French by Jordan Stump. Read by Tavia Gilbert. She was Malinka again, the moment she got on the train, and she found it neither a pleasure nor a burden, having long since stopped noticing. But it happened, she could tell, for no more could she answer without a second thought to Clarisse, when, rarely, someone she knew took that same train and called to or greeted her as Clarisse, only to see her stare back in puzzled surprise, a hesitant smile on her lips, creating a mutual discomfort that the slightly flustered Clarisse never thought to dispel by simply echoing that hello, that how are you, as offhandedly as she could. It was this, her inability to answer to Clarisse, that told her she was Malinka the moment she got on the train to Bordeaux. Had that been the name she was hailed by, she knew she would immediately turn her head. Had someone spotted her face or recognized from afar her slender form, her always slightly unsteady walk, and called out, "Hey there, Malinka, hello!" Which couldn't possibly happen, but was she sure? There was a time, now long gone, when, in another city, another part of France, girls and boys called her Malinka, because they knew her by no other name, and she had yet to invent one. It was not out of the question that a woman her age might one day accost her, and ask in delighted surprise if she wasn't that Malinka from her past, from that school and that city whose name and look she, Clarisse, had forgotten. And a smile would come to Clarisse's lips, not hesitant, but bold and assured, and she would be neither puzzled nor surprised, though she would most certainly...